About to perform live in the Drew Marshall Show is this gal, Laura Osborne. Boy, I love this stuff.
I've been missing you for so long, missing you, oh my love, missing you, oh. It still feels like we're not so close, but I know that you have spoke, told me we are, cause you love how I laugh, and you love to say yes, when I ask you, can nothing
You want to check out LauraOsborne.com. It's not Osborne, it's Osborne. O-S-B-U-R-N, LauraOsborne.com. Very, very few recording artists get invited back to the Drew Marshall Show, but Laura is certainly one of them. I don't know. I'm not quite sure how. You start digging yourself a hole when you start describing guests. Recording artists, you start going, oh, they have the best voice, and you know, angelic, and you're great. I really like your stuff.
Thank you. I love
your thang. How are you?
I'm great.
Are you still a hairdresser?
Yep.
Your hair's a lot longer.
I know it is.
Mine too?
I'm growing it for the wedding.
What wedding? Wait a minute. Is there breaking news here on the Drew Marshall Show? What wedding?
I'm getting married.
Well, you have just crushed so many guys' hearts out there. Are you really? Fantastic. When is that happening?
I'm getting married in February.
You're getting married in February.
I mean, we're getting married.
It is all about her, isn't it? Wow. In February.
Yes.
14th?
No.
Okay. 10th.
Close to Valentine's Day.
So you'll be on your honeymoon during Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So you won't actually have to get a gift. Now the hubby is here in the studio. No. You got to think like that, right? I proposed on the birthday. Well, you see, I didn't have to get a gift. It was the ring. I mean,
right. Come
on, the ring's a lot of money, right?
Depending who you are, yes.
Too funny. Okay, listen, let's get right into it. I want you to perform whatever you want to perform right now. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do Open Seas.
Open Seas.
It's new.
Okay.
It's not on my EP.
Okay.
It's like the only one that's kind of new since a year ago.
Nice.
Because I've been preoccupied, and I wrote it in Nashville.
Excellent.
I was there this time last year.
With Amy Saving Grace?
Amy Saving Grace. No, I wrote it. I went by myself. And I wrote it when I was there. So.
Good for you. Okay. We'll talk more about your tour when we come back from this song as well. And please, just ignore the drilling.
I know, it's so distracting.
It is very distracting.
It's not part of the song I wrote.
No. Folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show.
Seas won't make me free. Wide open roads won't take me home. Other places won't chase this feeling of displacement inside of me. Yeah. Open seas won't make me free. Take me home. Other places won't chase this feeling of displacement inside of me, yeah. When you're, yeah, right here, and you're right.
live on the Drew Marshall Show, Laura Osborne.
That drilling is so distracting.
Isn't it? Isn't that?
I'm like, wait a second, what note is that?
You can be a real professional if you can play through drilling,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. Again, a big fan of yours, which is why I literally begged you to come to the studio.
I appreciate it.
Well, listen,
that felt nice.
I always find, when I think about how we met and, you know, sort of just knew you as Amy's buddy, basically,
yes.
Right? Amy Savin, who won our contest, So You Think God Wants You to Sing.
Right.
And then I just, you know, you were fun and I saw her at a gig and met you at the, you know, the bar. And then all of a sudden it just came out. It's like, you know, she sings as well. Like, really? Laura, really? Wow. Okay, cool. And, you know, people say that to me all the time, sort of suggesting that maybe they should come on the show. But I think you actually think you actually looked at me in the eyes and went, you know, you should have me on your show.
I was pretty humble, eh?
Yeah, you were pretty humble. But, yeah, I do think about that and think, man, it's just you are just a hidden talent. You really are a gem that's just completely hidden.
That's true.
Yeah.
You are always such a great encouragement to me.
Well, I try to be.
You are. You are.
Got to balance out my cynicism somehow. Shut up, Tim. Okay, what? You were touring. You were overseas. You were in Europe. You were in Kosovo or something. I don't know. Where were you? For the troops?
I was in Europe with Amy Savin.
Okay.
Yes.
What was happening over there?
So we played in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland.
Wow.
So this was her tour, and she asked me to come open for her, which was such a privilege, and it was awesome. It was great because you never really get to tour with your friends.
No.
You know, like that for a first tour, that usually never happens.
Did you stay friends?
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, touring with friends is
you know
the
what?
Last tour.
Seriously, there was a lot of emotional stuff on the tour for sure. I don't know what Amy said when she came on here.
She told us all about... Remember the underwear story, Tim?
Yeah.
She told us about that. That
what
was
underwear fun. Story?
You don't
yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. That was
oh,
hilarious.
Yeah. Right. The underwear story. Yeah. Sure, guys.
Oh,
my God.
Tim. Right. Nobody can hear Tim over the drilling, thankfully. Okay. So career-wise, I mean, I want people to support you and follow you and buy your stuff and the whole thing.
Thanks. Me too.
But I want you to do this. Like, I know it's really hard as an artist in Canada to
yeah.
sort of do it full-time, but
it is.
What's stopping you?
You know what? I've been in a really dry spell of writing, and I've been distracted in a really good way. I also have, like, as an artist, I love hair, and I love the creativity of hair. So I own my own studio now out of my home, and so I've been owning a small business. So
right.
After me and Tyler get married, we're moving to North Carolina for 6 months so I can write my second album.
Wow.
So I can do music full-time.
Is Tyler from North Carolina?
He's not.
No. He's not even paying attention. Look at that. He's texting his friends. He's just having fun. Oh, he was liking us. Okay, well, that's fine. That works. That's a good move. Can I ask you, why do I sound echoey now? Is it just maybe bring down the guitar? Just bring down the guitar and her. Yeah. There we go. Beautiful. What was I going to say? Oh, when I write stuff. I get more creative when I'm in a funk, when I'm down in the junk.
Mm-hmm.
And when everything's going really well in life, it doesn't inspire me.
Yes.
Are you the same way?
Yeah.
Because I'm wondering if your funk is connected with the fact that you're in love with the man with the plan. Here.
Yes. Now, I feel like...
Or not connected. You know what I mean? Like, you're happy because you're in love, so you're not creative.
I think what happens to me is is that in the writing process, usually you have a circumstance, and that's what I write about, is the circumstance and working through the circumstance. I think I actually haven't wanted to sort out some of the hard circumstances, the thoughts, the questions that I have that I usually tend to write about.
Right.
And I've just been like, okay, I'll write about it later, or I'll deal with it later, and because I have... a focus of a business, and I have,
right.
you know, just different things, different aspects in my life. And
so, in other words, you're not really sitting around with a whole lot of downtime high on marijuana in the corner of your room with no furniture.
I've thought about it. No, I'm totally kidding.
All right, can we do another song, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us about this song. Set it up for us.
Okay, so this was one of the first songs that I wrote. I wasn't going to sing this, but...
But now you are.
But now I are.
Okay.
And now I
now
are.
I are? Wow.
Now I are.
Boy, you'll fit in real well in South Carolina.
Now I are.
Now I is.
Everybody are, and I are, too.
What is this song about, crazy woman?
This song is called, excuse me, The Drilling. It's so distracting. You are,
and it's
nice segue.
That's what it's called. I'm serious. Okay. No, that's what it's called, and it's a bit of a love song.
Beautiful, ladies and gentlemen, live in the Drew Marshall Show, Laura Osborne.
I think I'm not going to use a pick because I feel like it might be too loud.
Whatever.
Okay. You are so beautiful to look at. You are so wonderful to be with. You make me smile when you sing to me. You are extravagantly loving me. How could I think about love when I'm filled the top to bottom with your gentle touch, and only you could love me this much, and only you could love me this much, only you could love me this much.
Again on the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, so intensely listening to your music, I really hope there's not a lot of the other people who've been on my show who hear this because.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, because I'm going to offend them. There are not many artists that come. There are not many artists. Okay. What, you think I'm just being full of baloney here?
Well, you are on the radio.
I know. Stop it. Seriously, I actually play your CD in the car.
You do?
I do.
Aw, true.
You know, when I need a good nap, just right. No. I listen to my show when that happens. No, I really do love your sound, and I was intensely listening to you there going, what is it about her voice that really stands out? And you have this, you know, I remember asking Dan Hill about this. You know, singer-songwriter Dan Hill, sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much. Anyway, he's okay. Kind of one of
like
Canada's most prolific songwriters.
Okay, wow.
He has written songs for everybody from Celine Dion to Baxter.
No,
I mean,
way.
The whole thing. Yeah, just he's a freak show. You need to look him up.
Okay.
And work with him if you get a chance.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, I remember asking him, what is it about a lot of Canadian artists? We're really harsh on our R's when we sing. And that is that really comes through, and I like that for some reason.
Oh,
but
on me.
Oh, yeah, it comes through on you. And but it's like you have a beautiful control of almost sort of a pseudo-falsetto thing. I mean, you know, when I think of falsetto, I think of some guy in tight pants trying to, you know, reach where he shouldn't.
Wow. That's great, Drew.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm trying to say is that you have this beautiful – it's like you're just below falsetto, and it probably has more to do with the fact you have this great – soft control of that range.
Well, thank
you. It's really astounding.
Well, thank you so much. You know, it's awesome for me, I think, because the way I respond that way is because sometimes as a musician, you fight so hard for your own confidence, right? So finally, when you get it, you're like, oh, no, not me.
Yeah, you want to
right?
especially being, you know, if you're a Jesus person or whatever, you know, I'm dirt, I'm garbage.
It's the Lord.
Yes. There's a great sketch.
It is the Lord, but it's me too.
A guy named Danny Boy. He's a Scottish comedian. He's an Indian background, but he's a Scottish comedian, and he does this great bit on hymns. He says, have you ever read the subtext of every hymn? And I can't actually say it the way he says it on air, but it says, is that God is great and we are rubbish.
Wait, can I try? God is great and we are rubbish.
Oh, wow. Can you say one more word, please, in that brogue?
What?
Freedom.
Freedom.
Oh,
it's for freedom that the Lord Jesus has set us free.
What is wrong with you? Where does that come from? You've been hanging around with Mike Myers too much.
You know, I love the Scottish.
Really?
Yeah, like the high little ladies too. Oh, dear, what's your name? Why don't you come over here for a class or a cup of tea? I love it.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, remember when I told you should put me on your show because I was funny?
Yes.
Right.
So when will that happen?
Yeah.
Wow, unbelievable. All right, folks, again, I want to just tell you where to go, because that's what I do here on the show. LauraOsburn.com. It's O-S-B-U-R-N, Laura Osburn. That's who you've been listening to on The Drew Marshall Show. And I am a fan of hers. I'm becoming a fan of a few people. They actually asked me to MC the press conference for the GMA stuff.
No way.
I know, of all people. I have been taking the mickey out of Jesus singers for a lot of years.
Yeah.
But there's actually some talent out there. There really is. Amy, Allie Matthews, Jacob Moon,
Laura Osburn.
Mike Jansen, yeah, Lila Bialy. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on. Okay, let's stop talking about other people. Talk about Laura Osburn.
Yes.
How do people support you, get on the bandwagon, follow you, creep on you, whatever?
Right. So I haven't been really good at social media, but I have a Facebook page, and it's just Laura
Osburn. Well, now that you've found a boyfriend.
Right.
I mean,
busy.
A fiance. You don't need to be social media.
Wait, whoa. He found me.
Oh, my goodness. Of course he did. Yes?
Actually, no, I found him, okay.
Could you get to the point here, please?
Okay, sorry. So Facebook, also my website, lauraosburn.com. I'm not related to Ozzy Osbourne, so burn. Yes, like you said. Mm-hmm. You can send me an email through my website. If you...
Do you still have CDs available?
Yes, tons.
Great. Don't say it like that.
600. No, let's just be honest here. I've been slow moving. But right. It's a good CD, and it's good if you need something good.
But it really is good if you need something good from the Department of Redundancy Department.
Right.
What was I going to say? You suck at selling yourself.
Yes, totally.
You are a great artist, and you suck at selling yourself.
I'm just busy. I need a manager. I mean, he's helping me out.
Good.
I'm just waiting around for someone to pick me up, Drew.
Wow. I think we've already taken care of that, haven't we? All right, last song from Laura Osburn. What are we going to do now there, Cupcake?
This one is called House of Gold. Yeah, Cupcake. Excuse me?
You're the icing to my cupcake. I don't know. What's it called?
House of Gold.
House of Gold.
Yeah, just soak it in right now.
On the Drew Mar. I love that chord.
Okay, here it goes.
Made of gold, it's furnished, with my soul, keeping all that's told of you, My thoughts, define the walls, making them, be small, keeping all that's told of you,
if you can't do this, I can't do what's knowledge without the knowledge of you.
On the Drew Marshall Show. Man, that was some killer guitar playing. I don't remember you being that amazing on guitar. Like, I love the voice. That's what got me, the, you know, you had me at voice. But that was some fancy footwork.
Radio, you know, constricts you quite a bit.
Does it? Does it really? Is that like a drop D thing that you were
doing? Yeah, so this is, I love drop D. I'm working on one right now in Dadgad.
That's what I...
That's a big deal.
I play everything in getting Dadgad. Everything. Seriously. I don't know how to play real guitar. Everything is all open tuning.
That's awesome. Yeah. You go, Drew.
You go, girl.
Yeah. When I get a show, you can come on mine.
Oh, man. You have a lot of problems. Folks, Laura Osborne on the Drew Marshall Show. We're going to go out with the track, maybe a different track from that CD, please.
Sure. Number one is awesome.
She has 673 CDs left, folks. It's a Shopping Network channel you're listening to right now. Only 673 CDs left. Going fast within the hour, and you're selling them through your website, I'm assuming.
Yeah, on iTunes, just type in Laura Osborne.
Oh.
And I'm getting married, so you should buy a couple because that'll give me some money.
Wow. Wow. Way to use that to move merchandise.
If you love me, buy a CD.
Just do what Jesus would do.
That's right.
This is one of my favorite ones. This takes me on a journey. When I'm on a road trip, your CD's in.
Thanks, man.
I remember when I couldn't leave. Oh, how your being was engraving me into a place I thought I could not go. So dangerously lively, meant to be for everybody. Yeah, yeah. I remember how I loved your heart. You were so big.
Maybe you've been thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign? Well, what if we gave you a show? The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative advertising concept for the small business owner or charity. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you an opportunity to partner with us, one show at a time. Consider sponsoring one show and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our four-hour show, including a live phone interview. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. If you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with The Drew Marshall Show. Go to drewmarshall.ca for details or call Joy 1250 on 905-845-2821, extension 367. That's 905-845-2821, extension 367.